We're on the telephone with Dr. Lisa Becton, Director of Swine Health Information and Research with the National Pork Board. Well, Lisa, wanted to check in with you here as we start the new year and get an update from you on PEDV, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And boy, it sounds like this thing just continues to pick up steam.
Sure. We're continuing to see cases being reported. I think we're at right now about 1,900, just over 1,900 cases as of last week, and then a new report will obviously be given this week. But as we know about the virus, it does remain active in the winter time. So seeing that increased case numbers is not surprising, but it is still disappointing, I'm sure, definitely to the producers that have to deal with that.
Any progress being made on finding a way to slow this down? Or?
You know, we're doing a lot of research, and we've had a lot of really good results here at the tail end of 2013, and then looking forward to 2014. You know, we've learned a lot of basics about the virus, that it does withstand colder weather, but that it can be killed at certain temperatures and time combinations. You know, the other things that we're obviously going to be working on for 2014 is better understanding how sow immunity is built, because if we can really get a handle on that and understand that, then we can more quickly confer protection to her baby pigs. And other things like vaccines, looking at how those can be developed and move on from there.
Now, I know we had the news here recently of Harris Vaccines putting a vaccine out there. I mean, how significant is this?
You know, it's one tool in the toolbox. I know that product is still under development, as there are several others that are also underway. I think it's just going to be some time, because even with developing a product, then you have to do field trials and get, you know, safety and efficacy and things like that. But a lot of people are really focused on trying to come up with a tool that we can help build sow immunity and protect those animals. So it's important, and it's obviously a high focus and priority right now for the industry.
Okay, I know a lot of concern about the source of the virus, and I guess as much as to how to prevent maybe other diseases from entering the same way.
Sure. You know, the American Association of Swine Veterinarians had done an initial study on PED and where it might have come from. And obviously, one of the things that we were looking at is feed and feed ingredients. However, we still don't have anything like a smoking gun that says this is where the virus came from. So we're really trying to evaluate all different areas. And there's a lot of groups that have been working very closely with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and also with the Food and Drug Administration to look at what are some potential gaps in the systems that could potentially allow for other pathogens to enter. So, you know, we don't have a definitive plan, and that is something that we are looking at and working on, and a lot of people are concerned about that. So there's a lot of activity underway to try to understand what those risks are and how to manage it. But what we're focusing on with producers is really trying to help them understand what do they do immediately on their farm as they're transporting piglets, as they're going to a packing plant. What are the basic day-to-day biosecurity things that they can do to help protect themselves? Because that's really where the rubber hits the road at this point.
Yeah, in fact, I saw a report this morning from South Dakota State saying even what the floors of convenience stores, you're finding PEDV.
Sure. You know, what that just tells us is that that virus is very adept at survival, and so it really stresses the need for people to be able to set up barriers at their farm, whether that's not wearing your own footwear that you wear out in the community, out in your house, into the farm, so having dedicated footwear and coveralls, you know, making sure you're not bringing tools and equipment that are not washed or disinfected into your farm. So those type studies are very helpful. It just shows us where the virus is and reinforces the basic needs for biosecurity protocols on farm and to have those implemented and followed.
Well, Lisa, I'd like to ask, you know, where does this rate as far as diseases that have hit the swine industry? How does this rank?
Well, that's a good question. And we have had several other different disease issues, obviously, here in the last several years. PRRS still is top of mind. That one has been ongoing for a lot longer, more like 20 to 25 years. And a lot of the things that we do for biosecurity have arisen from dealings with PRRS. Porcine circle virus is another one that we had seen starting in late 2005 and 06. Obviously, that was one that hit the swine industry pretty hard, but we were successful with a vaccine product that was able to kind of keep that at bay. And, you know, now PED is providing some additional challenges and as far as how we deal with biosecurity, how we're dealing with mortality. So it's hard to say a ranking because we don't have one singular way to track impact, but it is obviously a significant issue because it is harming producers and harming production like the other diseases such as PRRS and PCB.
So is this something we're just going to have to wait for warmer weather to see if we can get this thing under control?
You know, we're still working on that. There's a task force that meets on a weekly basis to look at what our needs are. You know, obviously it's really hard to tell the future of what that's going to be. You know, we're just trying to deal with the virus in the current conditions that we have. So it's really kind of a day-to-day issue that we're dealing with. You know, obviously warmer weather can help, but we have seen some differences in the PED virus compared to, say, our other virus we deal with called transmissible gastroenteritis, or TGE. So the more we learn about the virus through research, the more we work with practitioners and producers that are dealing with it, that just gives us more in our toolbox to help defend against it. One of the things that we have been talking, especially in the wintertime, you know, we know people have to move pigs. It's really important to remind producers and veterinarians if they do have positive sites or if they have to move positive pigs, just to communicate, you know, have a good neighbor policy in your area. Just let people know what's going on. A lot of people really appreciate that. If they know something's in their area, they can take actions, you know, step up their own biosecurity. And it's not to point fingers at anyone. It's just to make sure everybody knows what's going on so the community can react and step up their biosecurity.